MVP, Randy Hillier. He's the voice for Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Sean and Orlena. I hope everything's fine and dandy down in Belleville.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's nice and dandy, Randy, down in your neck of the woods.
It is indeed.
So you and I had a chat yesterday. You're back now on social media. You were taken off Twitter for a few hours because of your tweets dealing with COVID-19 and the pandemic. And you've been a strong voice of controversy, some would say, since last April, almost a year now. You don't believe what's happening in Ontario with the pandemic and across the country and the measures that health units have been doing and what we've been wearing, the mask and social distancing. You're not buying into it, Randy.
Well, the evidence and the science says what we're doing is wrong. And forget following anything but the data and the science. And, you know, we know the evidence has shown us that throughout our country, 96% of all deaths have been elderly people with significant other underlying or pre-existing illnesses. Over 80% of the deaths have been in long-term care. And the average age of those of all deaths from COVID is 84. So our response that is targeted at young and healthy people, is totally misguided and misses who's at risk from COVID. And, you know, we've been destroying our economy, destroying people's lives, their businesses, foreclosing on people's homes, rationing health care for all those people who are never at risk from COVID.
Well, you bring up an interesting point because there's a 99.7% recovery from COVID. So there's a valid point. If there's that much recovery from it, then and less death, then why do you need a vaccine?
Well, there's a whole, you know, we also know that most people have no symptoms whatsoever. And we've really conflated the term asymptomatic and healthy. So, you know, when people are healthy, the corollary of that is not that they're asymptomatic. The corollary of is that they're not sick. And, you know, why are we testing and believing that people who aren't sick are a part of this big problem? This is just a very, we've never, ever engaged in these sorts of activities over a respiratory virus, because every year there is always a respiratory virus. There's hundreds, whether it's the influenza viruses, whether it's the coronaviruses. Every year we have the same thing happen with respiratory viruses.
Our guest is Randy Hillier, is the MPP in the Perth area in Kingston. But Randy, when you read what doctors have been saying in your own writing, and a local doctor, Dr. Michelle Cohen here from Brighton in our neck of the woods, saying that you're spreading a lot of bad misinformation and this is not a good thing because we're trusting science, though, Randy, you know, and these are health experts.
That's what we need to do, Sean. We need to trust the science and not these apparent experts. Okay, there's a big difference between following an expert opinion and following science. So what I just released, what I just stated to you, these are facts. Okay, they're scientific facts and data. So if that's misinformation, according to these doctors, well, they're living in a different planet than I am. And, you know, just recently, last month, the European Journal of Clinical Investigation assessed the measures by 10 different countries around the world. And they measured them between those that locked down and had mandatory stay-at-home orders and closed up businesses, with two countries that didn't do that, Korea and Sweden. And through that exhaustive study of all the data, they came to the conclusion that lockdowns didn't have any impact on the spread of the virus.
You're not a big fan of the mask as well. What are you, just if you can allude to that as well, Randy?
Well, the mask is based on this falsehood as well, that this thought that healthy people could spread the disease, right? And that has been completely debunked. The evidence is overwhelming now that healthy people don't spread the disease. And I put it out on Twitter last night, a video of Dr. Fauci saying exactly that, that he's not getting tested because he doesn't have any symptoms and he's healthy and he's not sick. So if a healthy person can't spread a disease, then why the hell would you wear a mask?
You're sitting now as an independent at Queen's Park. Have you had a conversation with the premier about your thoughts besides social media and your gatherings that people are following you? Are you having that conversation with Premier Ford?
No, I've Doug doesn't enjoy sitting down and having conversations with me anymore. Surprise, surprise. But I have asked the questions in the House about these things. About why are we testing people with a PCR test that is known? Dr. Barbara Yaffe last July stated on the record that as we test healthy people with the PCR test, our false positive rates go up and up. And at that time, she stated on the record that we had over 50% false positive rates from the PCR test. We've seen other examples of this around the world where they can be up into the 90% false positives depending on how many healthy people you're testing. So I've asked these questions in the House. You know, last fall I asked the questions about these, at the time, proposed isolation and detention centers, and they all laughed. Well, here we are in February having Canadian citizens detained as they return on flights. You know, there's been very little discussion. Well, I would even go so far as say this. There has been no debate, no discussion, and no votes on any of these outrageously unconstitutional and unlawful measures that have been instituted in Ontario and many other places in our country.
Well, I think it's important to see, or at least hear from both sides, and we've heard lots from public health over the last year, and you've been working with Maxime Bernier and Derek Sloan from this neck of the woods to end the lockdowns with other politicians across the country. What's the number at now with your...
Yeah, we're over 50 elected people now have banded together under the End the Lockdown Caucus. Because most parties are preventing their members from speaking truthfully on this, and they're using the threat and coercion of being kicked out of caucus and kicked out of their positions if they speak openly on this. And we saw that what happened last year with Belinda Karahalias. Ford removed her from caucus. Then a few weeks ago, Roman Baber from another Conservative MPP spoke out. He was kicked out. I saw yesterday that the federal Conservative member for the Niagara region, David Sweet, has now come out to speak out. But he's doing that because he also announced he won't be seeking re-election.
Right.
So the threat from the parties is so powerful to so many people, it precludes and prohibits any honest discussion on COVID.
Thanks for the call this morning, Randy. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.